From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. You know an Annie Leibovitz photograph when you see it. The stark yet theatrical composition, the beautiful use of light, portraits that almost pop off the page. Whether it's a movie star, an Olympic athlete, or a powerful politician, a Leibovitz photo seems to capture something unexpected and deeply personal about the subject. Annie Leibovitz has become famous for photographing the famous. In a new book called A Photographer's Life, 1990 to 2005, she reveals a personal side. It's a massive book, weighing 9 pounds. You can see some of the photos from it at our website, npr.org. They include the celebrity portrait she's known for, as well as photos of her family and her longtime friend, the writer Susan Sontag. Sontag died in late 2004, and Leibovitz's father died soon after. I spoke with Annie Leibovitz today. She says the concept for the book came as she dealt with death.
I literally was burying Susan Sontag in Paris, and I woke up a couple mornings later and I said, oh my gosh, 1990 to 2005 are the years that I knew Susan. And I just thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to look at this work, 1990 to 2005, as if Susan was standing behind me and had a say in what this work was. And in the process, I set up a big editing studio up in my property upstate New York. In the big barns there, I set up two walls. I set up a wall of the personal work and a wall of the assignment work. And of course, I found myself so drawn to the personal work. Right after Susan died, my father died 6 weeks later. I had children being born left and right. And, I mean, it's just really a look at life and relationships and death and birth. And it was something that Susan would have been so proud of, too. It's a memoir in photographs.
The book is very much a tribute to Susan Sontag. You chronicle her illness and eventually her death. And some of the pictures are so intimate, the pictures where she's in hospital and a nurse is tending to her.
Mm-hmm. Those were the most difficult photographs to decide to publish. When Susan was sick with her second bout of cancer in 98, I spent almost every day with her in the hospital, and I started a little photo essay then. And when she was ill the last time, I didn't take any pictures at all until the very, very end. It was a very, very tough decision. All the kinds of questions and concerns that anyone else may have about the pictures that are in the book. Believe me, I wrestled with them also about whether they should be published or not. And if Susan was alive, of course they wouldn't be published. But the fact that Susan is gone, she would have championed these pictures because there's so much illness in this country and we don't see that.
You had said that you had edited this as if Susan Sontag was standing over your shoulder. Mm-hmm. And she was someone who always guided and provided advice to you. So if she was there in your mind, what was it that you were hearing as you were editing those photographs, particularly those very difficult photographs toward the end of her life?
Well, I'd like to think that there's enough imagery in this book that the photographs help each other and protect each other. And that, you know, my love for Susan is there as well as the essence of her end. But that really came not so much from those pictures at the very end, but also the assignment work. The iconic pictures aren't really there. I'm thinking more about Susan being an editor and wanting, you know, more of an edge. Susan felt strongly I was a good photographer, but I could be better. And that was, the bar was raised. And so she's there behind me being pretty tough, being a pretty tough, critic, wanting to see the best, including if there were photographs of her. I think she would want the best.
You still hear that voice?
Oh, sure. I do, yes.
The book seems to span two worlds, the public figures, the famous, the powerful, the people who fascinate us, and also the people who mean the most to you. Is there a difference in the way that you approach those two worlds, the celebrity portrait, the assignment shot, as you call it, and the personal photo?
The personal work is I have a small camera, I have a Leica or something, and I think of them as more like snaps or, you know, we're somewhere and we're at the beach or, there's a gathering of family members. And I take personal pictures the same reason you would take personal pictures, you know, for the very same reasons.
But I have such a different eye.
And so it's,
in asking the question, I guess what I'm trying to say is when you, when there's a moment, your daughter takes first steps, are you capable of just taking a snapshot in that moment, or are you always thinking about composition and light? And if she just takes one more step, she's going to be in the sunlight, and the shot's going to be so much different than it is if I just take that picture right now.
Well, I don't think that it ever turns off. You know, on some level, I'm always framing. And what was interesting about having the children is, and also being more involved in a family life, is that you don't take pictures all the time, and you sometimes see these images sort of like go through your fingers, you know, and you just say, you know, God, if I just picked up the camera, I would have had that picture. And I feel very sporadic about when I do pick up the camera in my life, probably because I started so young. I started when I was 19, 20 years old, working for Rolling Stone magazine, and I really lived inside my work. The assignments were more interesting than my life, and it was really work. As I got older, to wean myself off of these living for the photographs and slowly build my own life. Because the camera can literally be between you. It becomes what you're doing rather than you being there.
The camera, though, it seems, would also allow you to explore your family in a different way. There are many lovely pictures of your parents.
Yeah, this is really what happens after. You know, I mean, I don't think you need the camera there that moment to explore them as you're living with them. This is the remarkable thing about the book is I am so lucky that I have these photographs. I to look at that wall of photographs, you know, after losing my father and losing Susan and to see my life in kind of shorthand, you know, through these pictures. It was a miracle to me to have these pictures and on some level. I didn't even know I was taking them. I mean, it was amazing to see what I had afterwards.
Annie Leibovitz, it's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
Annie Leibovitz, her latest book is called A Photographer's Life, 1990 to 2005. And you can see photographs from the book and hear her talk about some of the pictures at our website, npr.org.